It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Berich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, Mike, the NFL and the college football season are well underway.
Yep.
And what I love about football is that it's predominantly American. You know, unlike other sports in America, like baseball and basketball, the vast majority of players who play football are American. It hasn't yet been dominated by other countries. And I don't count Canada and the Canadian Football League, because that's just stupid. But it's an American sport. And and not only is it an American sport, it's a brutal American sport.
Yes.
Unlike, you know, soccer, and unlike cricket, and unlike croquet.
Yeah.
It's a manly sport.
That's right. No, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those few things. It's like you watch, there's nothing else like it. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
just vicious. It's, you know, every play is substantial, right? You know, the crowd is crazy, right? I mean, in the college scene, the mascots are just, you know, out of control.
And the music.
And the music is insane.
Oh, the bands going against each other?
No,
it's great.
I mean, you know, come on. I mean, it's a party. It's a party. It's great.
And you know, it's funny. We were talking a few weeks ago about the Olympics and sports, where you can really sit back and drink a beer to it. Football, that's the epitome of beer drinking sports. You know, with the brutality, pounding, the cussing, the paralyzation of some of these players.
Yeah.
That's a sport I drink beer to.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you know, unfortunately, of course, some people do that in the stadium and then go ahead and drive, which is kind of an issue.
Which we're not condoning.
No, oh no, we are not condoning. I think we're actually going to discuss this a little bit later in the podcast. But, you know, but still, I mean, that's, you know, that's the thing. It's like, it makes, you know what it does? It lets people let go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it lets people really just be themselves.
It, like a good action movie, is an escape.
Exactly.
It's an escape.
That
football
was a deep thought.
Thank you.
Wow.
I have one every 5 or 6 weeks. So football, NFL, college football going on. I love it.
Excellent.
Rosh Hashanah is coming up. Now, for those who don't know, Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year, and Mike and I are both Jews.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very observant. Mike, I don't know if you're I'm going to guess by your facial expression you are not as well. I know we don't keep kosher, but I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
If you want to blame someone of why we're not observant Jews, blame the temple. And I'm going to tell you
what. Okay,
I'm going to tell you, it's a strong statement.
Boy.
Because unlike most religions, to go to a temple on the high holidays like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and things of that nature, unless you're a member of that temple, you have to pay money to go. And not we're not just talking $5 or $10. Some temples, I kid you not, charge upwards of $100 a person to go in and pray. To me, that's just wrong.
You know, the funny thing about that is, now I'm saying this as a Jew, and I'm saying this to my fellow Jews, we all love deals. Right? We all love
Jews more than anybody.
I mean, seriously. Like, guys, you know what? Like, if we can get a deal on something, we'll take it.
Absolutely.
Okay? I mean, seriously. So, is it, like, what's up with this? Like, how can you possibly drive past a temple and go, look, that's $100 to go pray? I'm there.
It's really kind of spits in the face of the culture. I mean, if you're the Jew who runs the temple, how can you look at yourself in the mirror every day and charge this exorbitant fee when you yourself wouldn't pay? You yourself would look to cut corners.
You know, it's amazing.
It's just wrong.
You know,
it's simply
like,
wrong.
I mean, look at it this way. The guy who's charging $100 is probably going to go out and do comparison shopping at hot dog stands right afterwards. Well, maybe not hot dog stands. Maybe that's not accurate. That's not
kosher. Some of them are. That's what you put on.
So maybe they'll do comparison shopping at kosher hot dog stands.
Wow.
To figure out whether they can save a buck. I mean, come on, people.
It's just
it's just hypocrisy.
Really, I really don't know what else we can say about it. So I will not be at temple this coming Tuesday to celebrate, because I'm not paying the time. I'll worship in my own non-kosher way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And moving on, it was funny, you mentioned earlier about football fans drinking and driving.
Right.
Well, apparently a study came out recently that said texting, you know, sending text messages on your cell phone was more dangerous while driving than being on drugs or on alcohol behind the wheel. So it's saying that it's more dangerous to text while driving than to drive under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Okay.
Now, Mike, I don't know about you, but to me, I say, no kidding.
Yeah.
Since at least with drugs or alcohol, you're looking at the road.
Right.
Your vision may be blurry.
See, there's a fundamental difference here. If you're on drugs, okay, you might hallucinate like the Loch Ness monster swimming by. Right, you might think that aliens are coming down
True.
To abduct you in your car. Okay,
or
maybe.
Scientologists,
or well, that might actually happen.
Nah.
But you know, but anyways, but you know, yeah, that's wow, that would be scary. But anyways,
that means they'd be right, and everything we said about Tom Cruise was wrong, and we owe him a big apology.
Wow.
Anyways,
that would be awkward. Okay,
yes.
But anyhow, but the thing is though, is yeah, while you're texting. Guess what? You're not looking at the road.
Exactly.
You're looking at a phone. And you know what? You know, here's the other great thing, is that I know from experience that many of my friends don't, you know, okay, well, here's the thing. If you're hip and with it when the texter, we're talking two thumbs here.
Right.
We're talking not having your hand on the wheel. That's not good.
So you're not looking at the road,
no.
And you're not actually driving the car.
Right. I mean, you know, I know you got your foot on the pedal. I know, you know, and I guess the brake, but
it's just
you know,
wrong. It's just
see,
it's a bad combination.
Yeah, I mean, basically, driving, there are two factors in driving, which is having your foot working and having, you know, an idea of what's going on the road.
Exactly. And if you're not looking at the road and you're not driving the car and the car is on, I mean, right there, that's the Bermuda Triangle
and,
right there.
Yeah.
Bad things will happen.
Yeah, so let me just say, I'm so glad that there was a significant amount of money put into a study
yeah,
to determine this out.
I mean, really good, because I really wasn't sure before that study came out.
So,
wow. Texting while driving is bad. That's what we found out here.
God.
Now, we always encourage letters from our listeners. I know I can't get over that either.
We always
encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. You can send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, Micah, last week we had a segment about whether you can see Russia from Alaska, and this is really interesting. It got us a comment from Amy, who resides all the way in Moscow.
Is that close to Alaska?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
We'll have to look into that. And I believe this is actually the furthest listener we've had as far as distance, to
Excellent.
My knowledge. We've had, you know, Mexico. We've had you know, a lot of
yeah, that's right.
Folks back east, but really, especially Mexico, I've never known of another international listener. So to actually get some play all the way in Moscow, that's pretty big.
It's excellent,
you know. So and actually, Amy, it's interesting. She has some very strong thoughts on this random Russia Alaska topic.
Okay.
And Amy in Moscow writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, I love how people feel so free to joke about this now. As someone who grew up listening to Russia threaten the U.S. with nukes every other day, I don't think it's something to joke about. If you think this topic is all warm and fuzzy, think again."
Wow.
And it's signed Amy in Moscow. Now, I guess we hit a chord, a nerve, if you will, with Amy when talking about Russia and Alaska and whether you can see it. I know, and here's the thing.
Yeah.
I understand where Amy's coming from in the respect that, you know, you grow up hearing about you know, one country threatening another country of nuclear weapons, and obviously the other country will threaten the other of nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
But all we're talking about is Russia and Alaska and whether you can see one from the other.
Yeah.
I don't really know where politics comes involved here.
Well, yeah, I mean, right. You know, you're not going to start another Cold War by being able to see Russia from your doorstep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's – or wherever. I mean, that's just not going to happen. But, you know, but I understand. I mean, it's a little scary. You know, I mean, there's not exactly – we're not exactly on the best terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the two countries don't exactly have the smoothest history.
We go so back and forth with Russia. I will say this. Maybe Amy is just upset that we may have given either Russia or the U.S. a position to bomb the other. Maybe that's it.
Did
not realize before last week's podcast that we were so close to one another.
Yeah.
And now, you know, you put some nukes around that area and there you go.
All I'll say is there's never been an issue with us in Canada.
Mm-mm.
And we can see each other.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
Same and in Mexico.
Exactly.
Well, we've had some issues in Mexico.
Well, back in the day.
But Canada, you know, I mean, believe me, mm-hmm. you know, like we were just talking about the Canadian Football League. There's some incentive.
There are some powerful issues there between the U.S. and Canada. Yeah. We can see each other, but yet we still get along okay.
Yeah.
You know, both sides are kind of, you know, we respect each other's space. We'll say one thing about the whole U.S.-Mexico conflict.
Yeah.
I think part of the conflict occurred when much of the U.S. was part of Mexico, which I think is where some of the conflict began. So
yeah.
I think now,
yeah.
I think, you know, we're letting bygones be bygones.
Yeah.
And they have their thing, we have ours, and we coexist equally. So Amy and Moscow, maybe we should learn a little bit from North America, because
yeah.
we got neighbors too, and,
yeah.
you know, we get along fine.
Yeah.
Let the walls come down. Anyways. So
that was really nice.
That's
good, good job.
Yeah, thank you. I throw one in there every now and then, yeah. you know, little Berlin Wall.
It's good to do that every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Just to remind people, never forget. Yes. Anyways, and on that happy note, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Don't forget to check us out online at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Cash on Delivery Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. It's the Things That Matter.